வெல்கம் டு அனதர் எபிசோட் ஆஃப் சர்ஜிக்கல் எஜுகேட்டர் பாட்காஸ்ட். ஐ ஆம் யுவர் ஹோஸ்ட் ஆர் மாஸ்டர் ஆஃப் செரிமனி, அண்ட் டுடே வி ஆர் அன்ரேவலிங் த காம்ப்ளெக்ஸிட்டி ஆஃப் கோலிடாக்கோலித்தியாசிஸ், எ சிக்னிஃபிகண்ட் காஸ் ஆஃப் அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்டிவ் ஜாண்டிஸ். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் திஸ் கண்டிஷன் இஸ் க்ரூசியல் ஃபார் மெடிக்கல் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் சர்ஜிக்கல் ட்ரைனிஸ். ஜாயினிங் அஸ் இஸ் ப்ரொஃபஸர் டாக்டர் செல்வராஜ், அன் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஜென்ரல் அண்ட் பீடியாட்ரிக் சர்ஜன். வெல்கம் டாக்டர் செல்வராஜ். தேங்க் யூ ஃபார் ஹேவிங் மீ எம்சி. ஐ ஆம் எக்ஸைட்டட் டு டிஸ்கஸ் திஸ் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் டாபிக். ஓகே டாக்டர், let us begin with the basics. What is cholidacolithiasis and how common is it? Cholidacolithiasis refers to the presence of gallstones in the common bile duct. While exact numbers vary, it is a relatively common condition, especially in individuals with a history of gallstones. Okay doctor, what factors contribute to the development of cholidacolithiasis? Well, the main cause is the migration of gallstones from the gallbladder into the common bile duct, which comprises 95% of our patient, and it is called secondary cholidacolithiasis. This can occur due to various reasons, including the size of the stones, gallbladder dysfunction, or anatomical abnormalities. In another 5% of cases, CVD stones develop in the CVD itself, which are called primary cholidacolithiasis. The various causes are biliary stasis, biliary dyskinesia, Carolis disease, cholidocalcis, clonarchis sinensis, and ascariasis infection. What is when a patient has cholidacolithiasis, what signs and symptoms might they present with? Well, the common clinical features include: number one, jaundice due to obstruction of the common bile duct, which is painful and intermittent. So this jaundice is characteristically a painful and intermittent jaundice. Patient will have pain in the right upper quadrant. Patient also may have, in long-standing cases, fever with chills if there is an associated infection. Pale stool and dark urine resulting from the lack of the bile in the intestine are acolic stools. Gallbladder is not palpable. This is the Courvoisier's law, which says in a jaundice patient, if gallbladder is palpably enlarged, it is not due to gallstones. Well explained, doctor. When a patient presents with symptoms suggestive of cholidacolithiasis, what diagnostic approaches are commonly employed? Good. The diagnosis involves blood tests, mainly liver function tests, where you have to check for elevated total bilirubin, which will be raised, and direct bilirubin will be more than the indirect bilirubin. You have to also measure alkaline phosphatase and GGT. Both are elevated in cholidacolithiasis or in any obstructive jaundice. If only ALP is raised, This could be because of any bony pathology, or maybe in pregnant women, or in any pediatric population. If only ALP is increased, along with the ALP, if GGT is also elevated, that is only because of hepatobiliary pathology. Urine test, number two, urine test, there will be presence of conjugated bilirubin, which is water soluble. Number three, imaging studies such as abdominal ultrasound and MRCP can be done to visualize the dilated ducts as well as the stones in the common bile duct. The gold standard investigation is, of course, this is number four. The gold standard investigation is, of course, ERCP, that is endoscopic retrograde cholangiopancreaticogram. This is not only diagnostic, this is also therapeutic, allowing direct visualization and stone removal either by Dormia basket or by balloon swipe. Very good, doctor. Can cholecystitis lead to complication, and if so, what are these complications? Well, absolutely, it can produce complications that may include, number one, cholangitis, inflammation of the bile ducts because of secondary infection of the stagnant bile. There are two types. The mild variety is called ascending cholangitis. Patient has what is called chalk cast iron. Patient will have abdominal pain, jaundice and fever, which can still be treated with broad spectrum antibiotics alone. If you fail to treat ascending cholangitis in time, patient will go for suppurative cholangitis, which is an acute surgical emergency. You can drain the infected bile by doing an ERCP and put a nasobiliary drainage, or you can drain it by doing PTBD, that is percutaneous transhepatic biliary drainage, where we insert a thin and long needle through the skin into the liver and then into the dilated intrahepatic biliary radicals. The moment you are poking these dilated intrahepatic biliary radicals, the infected bile will gush out. Number two is pancreatitis, that is inflammation of the pancreas. If the gallstones are blocking in the CBD, the distal part of the CBD, which is called the common channel, because the bile cannot enter into the small bowel because of the blocking stone, but this bile can reflex back into the pancreatic duct, and this is the cause for the acute pancreatitis. Number three, biliary stricture. Narrowing of the bile duct due to scarring also can happen because of long-standing cholecystitis. Abscess formation is very rare, but if there is cholangitis or suppurative cholangitis, that may eventually will cause liver abscess. And patient may eventually go for liver failure also. Well explained, doctor. What are the treatment options for cholecystitis? The treatment involves endoscopic stone retrieval. That is number one treatment. During ERCP, stones can be extracted by doing a sphincterotomy followed by either a balloon swipe or Dormia basket stone extraction. This should be followed by either a open or laparoscopic cholecystectomy. Number two, open surgery. In some cases, particularly if endoscopic method or the ERCP is a failure or if it is inappropriate, then we have to do an open surgery, do laparotomy, and then open the common bile duct and remove these stones in the common bile duct, which is called cholecystectomy. Number three, medications, antibiotics for infection like cholangitis, and medications to dissolve certain types of these gallstones, urisodeoxycholic acid. Usually, that is the drug they used to give, but it is not very effective. Okay, doctor, under what circumstances surgery is necessary and what are the common surgical procedures? Well, surgery is usually considered if endoscopic removal is not feasible, if there are any complications. The common surgical procedures, common bile duct exploration and directly removing the stones from the CBD, which is called cholecystectomy. Of course, in all these cases, after ERCP stone extraction, it should be followed by cholecystectomy, either open or laparoscopically. This also should be done. Thank you, Professor Dr. Selvaraj, for your insights into cholecystectomy. This information is vital for medical professionals at all stages of their careers. It has been a pleasure, and I hope this discussion helps our audience gain a deeper understanding of cholecystectomy and its management. Early intervention is the key to preventing complications. Absolutely, doctor. To our listeners, thank you for joining us for this episode of Surgical Educator Podcast. Keep exploring the world of surgery by watching our other episodes as well. And until next time, stay curious. Let us meet in the next episode. Until then, bye-bye.